Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yo, Birchie, what up?
Yo, boys, how we doing? Happy Friday, as always.
Yeah, things are good. Big game this week. Lots of excitement. Could you feel it in the building this week? I know they say we got to treat them all the same, and if you don't treat them all the same, you get in trouble, but could you tell the difference?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely simmering down here. And this is a game that when the schedule came out, I don't know if these guys are old school like this, but they at least circled it in their minds. And I think we got the clearest snapshot of that from none other than Ahmed Hassanein, who was re-signed to the practice squad this week. So we got to talk to him for the first time in a few months, and he was detailing a team meeting they had on Monday, I believe, Monday morning, where Dan Campbell addressed the team. And as Ahmed explained, Dan was like, we've wanted these guys for a long time, man. Like, they know that, you know, of all of the big dogs that the Lions have played during their own rise to big dog status over the past 2-3 years, the Eagles are the one they haven't collided with yet. And both teams and a lot of players on both teams thought this collision was going to happen in the playoffs last year. Even Campbell said this week, you know, he began thinking about how they might stop the tush push last season, figuring that they might see this team in the playoffs. And Avante Maddox, who was on the Eagles last year, said this week, you know, a lot of us in that locker room last year were thinking about the Lions. Both these teams felt like they were destined to run into each other in the playoffs, and of course injuries prevented that from happening for the Lions. So this feels like a game, you know, at least a year, maybe 2 years in the making, and yeah, these guys are raring to go in this building.
Is there anybody down there, Birchie, who loves you like Hassanein loves Kelvin Shepard?
Well, I do, like, Hassanein loves life. I mean, that guy is straight up happy to be here. That goes back to the very first time we spoke with him, and he was blown away by all the free snacks in the facility, including the lobster mac and cheese. So I got to try and get my hands on some of that. But you won't meet a more grateful person in this building, maybe in this league, than Ahmed Hassanein.
Wow. Injury-wise, are there any updates today?
Yeah, it's not looking all too promising on the injury front. Doesn't sound like Tarion Arnold will play. He's still in concussion protocol. It's unlikely, it feels like, that Sam Laporta will play. He's been dealing with a back injury. Amik Robertson is maybe 50-50 at best. They don't intend to activate either DJ Reed or Marcus Davenport, who returned to practice this week for Sunday's game. Now, all of those scenarios could change over the next 48 hours, but this feels like it might be another Legion of Whom type outing on Sunday night.
What about Josh Pascal?
Yeah, so Josh Pascal, you know, they're hoping to get him back to practice Sorry, back into the lineup. You know, at some point over the next 2-3 weeks, I don't see that happening as soon as Sunday. I think they want to get him at least one more week under his belt before they unleash him. And I was also remiss not to mention Kirby Joseph. He also not practicing today, so very unlikely that he plays Sunday as well.
Look, I know they re-signed, Ferkser to the practice squad this week. You mentioned Laporta. Brock Wright just getting back to practice. He's not 100%, but he'll play. Dare I say that this could be a Tesla type of a game where they might not use the tight end and might have more of four receivers at times?
Well, they really love Brock Wright in this building, you know. So maybe it's not quite as much 12 personnel with two tight ends out there, but I would fully expect, if Laporta can't play, for Brock Wright to play a pretty substantial role in this game. Dan was actually just raving about him this morning and how he kind of, in their eyes, is the full package of tight end, a player who's smart, who's dependable, who's tough, who can pass block, run block, at least in their eyes, pretty consistently, and run some routes. So I don't think we'll see the tight end completely abandoned in this game. One interesting note on a larger tight end conversation from today, and something that we've been noticing down here at practice over the past month, is that Jackson Meeks, who popped as a receiver during training camp and was brought back on the practice squad, has been taking a lot of reps at tight end in practice over the past 3 or 4 weeks. And Dan said, you know, that was first by necessity about a month ago, where he had to play some scout team tight end. And he just did some things over the course of that week that really caught our eye, including one rep where I guess he just held his own in a one-on-one battle against Al-Qadeen Muhammad. And, you know, they feel like maybe there's a future for Jackson Meeks as kind of a hybrid H-back, some fullback, some tight end. So maybe a longer storyline to note, nothing that would impact Sunday night's game, but an interesting subplot to the season. Maybe they can find a role for Jackson Meeks, who was obviously kind of a sensation at receiver in training camp. Maybe his NFL future's at tight end.
Is he nearly big enough?
He's a pretty big body. Yeah, he's a pretty big boy. And when you see him walking around the locker room, he does kind of cut the profile of a tight end. So they really like his strength and his length there, and they think that, you know, it might translate to a bigger, maybe even full-time role.
He's listed at 6'2", 218 on the Lions roster.
All right, so I think one of the huge matchups in this game is whether or not the new and improved interior of the offensive line can handle the interior of Philly's defensive line. And this is one matchup I'm going to watch. What has been said about this matchup leading up to this game?
Yeah, I think that's what decides this game. And it's basically Tate Ratledge versus all of his former teammates. I mean, you know, over his 5 years at Georgia, he saw a lot of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and even N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith. And, you know, he was talking a little bit about those guys in the locker room yesterday and said that Jalen Carter, definitely the hardest among them to handle. Also told a story about Nolan Smith denting Tate Ratledge's face mask on a play where Tate Ratledge had to, make a pull block, and Nolan Smith came downhill and just rammed him square in the chin, and Tate's face mask was dented. So he knows exactly what that front seven has in store Sunday night. And, you know, I think it's pretty notable that Nolan Smith made his return to the Eagles lineup last week and made an instant impact. And certainly, as Stoney can tell everyone, you know, they've obviously missed some guys from last year's Super Bowl team between Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, but they have a huge number of difference makers there. And I thought that the Lions' interior offensive line bounced back in a really big way last week. A much different challenge this week. I agree, Karsh. This, to me, can Tate Ratledge, Graham Glasgow, and Kaiode Awosika answer the bell Sunday night? If they can, you know, I feel pretty good about this team's chances.
And the pass rushing that they just added with Phillips is going to be huge, trying to contain him. And Jalix Hunt on the other side, he doesn't get a lot of them, but it seems like one a game, he's definitely in the quarterback's face.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sorry, say that one more time, Stone.
Jalix Hunt from the other side besides Phillips rushing. He's a pretty good pass rusher, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's how they've built this defense, and it's not a very complex defense because Vic Fangio's defenses never are. They're just going to come at you with their best players and dare you to block them one-on-one, and a lot of teams can't. Take the Super Bowl last year as maybe the most glaring recent example. So the offensive line felt much better about the way it played last week, but obviously a different challenge this week against a defense that Scotty Montgomery called the most talented the Lions have seen this year from top to bottom. I know the numbers might not bear it out yet for the Eagles from yards and points allowed, but you look at all of the different threats they have and you understand exactly why Scotty says that.
All right, so play calling. It gets a ton of attention, and certainly when you have the performance, the no-punt performance, that's going to really excite people. Is this still the real test? I mean, it's all fine and dandy what you did against Washington. Isn't this the affirmation that Campbell's can do the job at a high level the rest of the way if they can do it on Sunday night?
Yeah, this is how you put a stamp on what you did last week. And to be fair to John Morton, the Lions offense had plenty of prolific outings against defenses that are similarly ranked this season to that Commanders defense, from Chicago to right. Cincinnati to a couple others, and to Baltimore as well. And the Lions certainly made a statement last week, but it'll ring hollow if they don't back it up on Sunday night. And I just want to see some of the trends that Campbell reversed continue on Sunday night. And I think the most important one is that they finally got back to the play action. And that's been a hallmark of this offense when it's been humming over the past 3 years. And I dove into some of the numbers, but just take last year, Jared Goff led the NFL by a wide margin in play-action passes and percentage of play-action dropbacks, and that was by no mistake the best season of his career. That had been a trend for a couple of years under Ben Johnson. Well, that element of the offense really did dry up over the past month or so with John Morton calling plays, partly because they struggled to run the ball. But, over the first 8 games, I believe he was only dropping back in play-action a quarter of the time. That was back over 50% last week. And to no surprise, the offense was pinpoint, and Jared Goff was almost unstoppable in those play action sets. So, you hope to see them run the ball with some authority and some efficiency early and then dip into that play action, because that's when this offense has been at its very best.
With all the hubbub over A.J. Brown, it, to me and a lot of people, they think Devontae Smith's their best wide receiver anyway. How much with the Lions' injuries in the secondary, when you got Brown, you got Smith, and don't sleep on Dallas Goedert either. Stopping there, everybody talks about Saquon, but their passing game is pretty good if Hurts gets time.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said earlier, you might see some Nick Whiteside in this game. You'll definitely see some Arthur Millette. We'll see if Amik can or can't go. You'll see a lot of Rocky Seen, and you'll probably see a good bit of Maddox too, who's making his Philadelphia return after playing his first, I think, 8 years of his career there and playing in a couple Super Bowls. So the Lions are dipping back into their depth in the secondary, and those guys will definitely have to answer the bell. It helps that, unlike the last time Legion of Whom was relied on, Brian Branch will be on the field, and I think we saw him get back to the disruptive, unstoppable defensive force that he is last week. So that gives you a better feeling about Sunday night.
All right, my man. Are you not making this trip, or are you?
No. I'll be watching from the comfort of the Fox 2 studios. We're on post-game Sunday night. So check us out. I think Dan Miller will have some live coverage, and Jennifer Hammond from Philly, and we'll be breaking it all down in the studio.
Love it. All right. Bertie, I'm off to Wrigley Field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Michigan Northwestern.
An iconic slice of baseball.
That's right. Michigan Northwestern, and I'm fired up for it. So
yeah, I'm fired up for you.
Yeah,
you should make one of those beer snakes, but you got to do it all by yourself. See how many beer cups you can stack out in the outfield, and then go call the game.
I like it. And I like awesome. It a lot. Yeah, I think it's only appropriate that's what I do. Yeah.
You got a better chance of seeing God.
I don't want to let the audience down. So I'll step up. Bertie, take care,
you
man.
Hey, give me a shout. I'll happily come join you.
We'll see him, man.
All right, see you guys.
There he is, our Lions insider, Will Birchfield, joins us every Friday here on 97.1. We are 10 minutes away from our picks. Hear what John Morton had to say about his demotion straight ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.